The collect, the special prayer for today, sets out two important Advent season themes. The first is, the prayer goes, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. The contrast between darkness and light. Moving from darkness to light. It is part of the symbolism of the Advent ring, wreath, or crown, whatever title you wish to give to what many homes display, many churches display. As I say, we are the great beneficiaries of this one each year from our host congregation. As we light an additional candle, so more light comes, preparing ourselves for the light of Christ coming into the world. It is, of course, the theme of the prologue to John's Gospel, which I shall read as the last lesson at our carol service on the evening 2 weeks hence. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. And now to the second great theme of the Advent season. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty, etc., etc. Jesus came and Jesus will come again. Of course, the word Advent itself means coming. But not one coming, but two comings. In Advent, we prepare to celebrate Christ's coming here on earth as a baby at Bethlehem at Christmas. But we do so in the light of his promised second coming or second Advent. And of course, this is a particular theme of the first Sunday of the Advent season today. I might also add, of course, that Advent calendar manufacturers always get it wrong. Advent begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas, not always on the 1st of December, but you can never get that across to manufacturers of Advent candles, calendars. The season also, of course, is meant to be a penitential one, hence the more penitential nature of the introduction to our service and the fact we don't sing Gloria, because we are to cast away the works of darkness and let the light show up dark, hidden things. So how are we going to do this, take these themes on board? Well, the invitation of our first reading from the prophecy of Isaiah, I think, helps us to recognize who God is and to seek his forgiveness. What does the prophet say? We are the clay, you, God, are the potter. We are all the work of God's hand. He can mold us. He can, of course, remake us. Yes, the prophet sees God's power as creator, but he also says, yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You notice that it's a very rare Old Testament reference to God as Father. Yes, we're familiar with it, we shall say it in the words of the Lord's Prayer, but it's one of the rare occurrences of the idea in the Old Testament. It is a reminder that we can have a relationship with God if we seek his forgiveness. And so with Isaiah, we say, do not be exceedingly angry, do not remember our iniquity forever. The theme of the prophet Isaiah, we are the clay and allowing God to remake us and remold us in this Advent season to be the people he wants us to be. Secondly, we can take on board these scenes of Advent by being watchful, very much the theme of our gospel reading, to be alert and to be awake. Many, many years ago, in the 1960s, dare I admit it, when I was at school, secondary school or high school for Americans who are here, I studied for my general certificate in education ordinary level, GCEO level, for those who know the old-fashioned British education system, in what was then known, would you believe it, as scripture knowledge. Now, of course, religious education or whatever. And we had to study Mark's gospel and know about it. But one thing we were assured was we would never have set a passage from Mark chapter 13, where our gospel reading came from today, because it was too difficult. And it was quite right, it didn't come up in the exam. In the Bible I use for personal reading at home, there are chapter headings, and the heading to this chapter says, "The destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times." And of course, one of the problems in reading Mark chapter 13 and its equivalent passages in Matthew and Luke is knowing what Jesus is referring to, which was fulfilled with the events of AD 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed, and what is referring to Christ's return in glory to judge the living and the dead, his second advent. I believe the latter part of our reading, which is actually from verse 32, although there's no verse numbers in the printed version that you have, does more refer to Christ's second advent. And notice two things from it. You do not know when that will occur, only God knows. So have no time for those trying to use different verses from Revelation and elsewhere who want to try and calculate when Christ will return, when we're quite clearly told only God knows. Instead, like servants awaiting the return of their master, live your life in recognition of the promise of Christ's second advent and also his own call on our lives. And if we prepare our hearts to live really to welcome the incarnate Son of God at Christmas, we'll also be prepared, watchful, should we experience the coming to pass of Christ's second coming or advent. Okay, that was a bit more theoretical. What should it mean practically? How should what I've drawn from these readings and from the collect affect the way we use this season of Advent beginning today? Well, back to those words of Isaiah. We are the clay, God, you are the potter. I have a question, both for you and for me. Where in your life, where in my life, have we gone out of shape? What needs reworking in our lives? Only you can answer that question. But be honest. Do a bit of self-examination here at the beginning of Advent. What would you like God, the master potter, to work on in your life? Pray about it and then act upon it, I would encourage you. We are the clay. You, God, are the potter. Where in your life, my life, have we gone out of shape? Ask, pray, and act upon it. Secondly, be watchful, be alert. How can we be more alert to the call of God? What is preventing us from being watchful? Or taking the words of the collect, what work of darkness do we need to cast away? Again, asking that question is one only you can answer. But it is a question worth asking, what work of darkness do we need to cast away, if we're going to be serious about following Jesus, whose birth at Bethlehem we are going to celebrate at Christmas. Yes, we need to use this season of Advent to prepare ourselves for Christ coming as an infant at Bethlehem in the light of his promised second coming. So, take away today. What are we individually and corporately as the church meant to be? We are meant to be a person or a people shaped by God, the master potter. And individually and together, those who have cast away the works of darkness, who are alert, who are watching and waiting. I'm going to end this by saying the words of the collect once again. And if you agree with what's said, let's hear a good loud amen at the end. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.